Hi, this is Cambridge Riffs. It's our 15th show. It's the beginning of October in Cambridge, and it's dark at the moment, but it's been quite sunny today. And we've got a good show, and it's very exciting. So we've had emails. Here's one I printed out, telling us about concerts coming up in Cambridge, and a charity concert, and various new things from bands, which I'll tell you about during the programme. But this one is from a band called Out of Nowhere, and they say, can you play one of our tracks? So I listened to it, and it's great, and it's called Where Have All the New Romantics Gone? And here it is, Out of Nowhere. Romantics Gone by a band called Out of Nowhere. So they're a Cambridge punk band, and they've been together, they say, for about 18 months. But you know, musicians have been in various other bands before. So, yeah, it's really great. And obviously they owe a debt to the Television Personalities. Do you know those? Great punk band from the you know, original punk era. And if you get a chance, you know, as well as checking out of Nowhere on their MySpace site, try and dig out some TV Personalities tracks. They had some great ones. There's one called Where Is Bill Grundy Now, and what else, Posing at the Roundhouse, and then my favorite, Part-Time Punks. And it's like the Part-Time Punks is really good because it's like a historical document of loads of sort of punk band names, you know. They these went to buy the O-Level single or read about Seymour, but they're not pressed in red, so they bought the Lurkers instead. There's all sort of lines like that mentioning all these bands. So yeah, Out of Nowhere, great track to start off with. Okay, so I'll play another Cambridge band now, The Shills, great band. And the reason I'm playing those is because I had an email from somebody called Louisa, who's organising a charity gig in Cambridge at the Man on the Moon. And The Shills are headlining, and there's various other people playing. And she came in yesterday into the, I was going to say into the studio, but it's just into this, you know, room here by the computer, to do an interview, and telling me all about the concert. So you'll hear that after this number. So let's listen to this now. It's The Shills, and it's a new track called Pixies.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. That was The Shills with a song called Pixies. That was great, wasn't it? Okay, so as I say, Louisa came in and we recorded this interview, and I should apologise for my bad interviewing technique. So I started out really badly, but the interview went well, so here it is. Okay, so we've got Louisa in the studio now to tell us about these concerts. So, see, I'm rubbish.
I thought you were being really serious, and I was actually about to say... Thanks, Mike, for having me.
Okay, let's try again. Okay, so we've got Louisa in the studio now to tell us about this concert she's setting up. So hi.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. Good. So, so what's it for? What's the charity? Tell me about the charity first.
Well, basically, we decided, my boyfriend and I, to put on a charity gig for two very deserving charities. The first is the Wildlife Trust of India, which is a locally based conservation NGO in India. It does really good work with communities and developing projects to keep wildlife and landscapes and forests and sort of protected areas alive within the whole of India.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's a really sort of vital project. I mean, even sort of a week ago there was sort of a slaughter of a rhino, and the Indian rhino is extremely rare, and they help to try and sort of boost their populations by protecting the habitat that they live in, as well as sort of bringing in ecotourism and revenue into the local community. Mm. So wildlife benefits people, which is a really important.
Okay, that's good. And what's the other one then?
The other one is an international charity called Mercy Corp, and they're based in Scotland, and they are a sustainable development livelihoods charity, and they basically work all over the world, but they became very prevalent in India in 2001, a huge earthquake that sort of devastated a huge part of the country. and they came in and they had disaster relief, water, and they do sort of help with diseases and education and trying to sort of get people out of poverty in the local rural communities in India.
Okay, so you had the idea of just raising some money by getting a whole lot of local bands together, is that
yeah, right? No, absolutely. The idea came from my friend who had a couple of her friends were in two bands. And it sort of rolled on from there, really, and I sort of started off wanting eight bands, and I was told by the venue that may be too much.
Where's it going to be?
It's actually at Man on the Moon.
Okay. Yeah.
On the 1st of November. And so the doors are opening at 6:45 and the first band will be on at 7:30, so we can have live music on till 11:30.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And then we've got a really good DJ from 11:30 till 3 a.m. to finish off the night. So
it's too late for me. Okay, so yeah, tell me something about the bands then. I mean, you've got the Shills. Were they the first ones that you...
Yes, no, the Shills have been incredibly supportive, especially Brian, the drummer, who's been sort of my guide through the sort of local Cambridge band scene, and I'm sort of very grateful to him. Mm. And also Aroma Rage is one of my friend's bands as well, and they've been very helpful, and they sort of said yes straight away, so that was really positive and gave me a boost to continue on.
And who else have you got? Solvent, I noticed. You've got Solvent there, really.
Yeah, Solvent UK sort of came on board very quickly. They sort of responded to my email, and I've had some really good communication since with Matt, and asking me some different questions about sound checks and things like that, which I had to go running off and sort of find out what the deal was and sort of how long each band takes for things like that. And that was a steep learning curve, but no, that was good. The other band is Angel Soul, which we're very excited to have on board because they're a really good up-and-coming band in Cambridge.
And it's the Horse and His Boy, isn't there, as well? What about them?
Well, they're a two-man band, Dickon on guitar and vocals and Tom on the guitar and keyboard. And they sort of provide the opening acoustic set to set off the night, which I think is going to be extremely nice in the Man on the Moon, which is a very sort of intimate venue.
That's really good. And all the money's going to the charities. The band's giving their time free, is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every single person, all of the five bands and the DJ and the volunteer soundmen that I've been able to corral in to help are all giving their time up for free. And this is why I think it's really important that people come and support them. And yeah, so that's I'm really proud of them.
You've done a good job then. You're obviously very persuasive.
Yeah, I think that maybe fluttering some eyelids and sending out some very nice emails. And I think people just, you know, notice a good cause and they want to help. And I know the bands like to be on stage and that kind of thing. So it's kind of a combination of both factors. And I really want it to be a great night and for people to come and have a good time.
Good. So, right. Well, Man on the Moon, November the...
The 1st of November, yeah, as a Thursday. So just, you know, coming up to Friday, so everyone's feeling like the end of the week.
Okay, good. So go there and...
It's £6 a ticket, and you can just come and buy the ticket on the door, and the proceeds go to the two of very deserving charities.
Okay, so it sounds like it's going to be a good night. What's the night called?
The night's called Eclipse, because it's at the Man on the Moon on the 1st of November.
Right, good. And so that's it then. Okay, so thanks for coming.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Mike.
And why don't you introduce the next track then? It's one of the bands who are going to be playing at the gig.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited. It's called I Don't Need Eyes by The Horse and His Boy.
Thank you. don't need hope to know you're gone. Still I don't need eyes for anyone else. Don't need eyes to know you're gone. Still I don't need eyes for anyone.
Yeah, that was A Horse and His Boy, and it's called I Don't Need Eyes. So thanks, Louisa, for coming in and telling us about that. And so get along to that gig. It sounds really good. Okay, so the next band is called Black Bikini Alpha, and we've played them before, or at least one of the... I think they were renamed as Video Star last time we played them. And they got in touch and said, you know, we've got some new songs. And let me just click on the MySpace. And it's a really complicated story. They were... Black Bikini Alpha, then changed to Video Star, and then they broke up, and then somebody went and played for another band, and then they changed their name to something else, and then... Oh, it's just too complicated to read out. But anyway, so here they are again. It's a song called Reason to Believe, and it's Black Bikini Alpha.
I need a reason to set
Yeah, good ending. That was Black Bikini Alpha and Reason to Believe. Great. Thanks, guys. Okay, so another email here from Nick Butcher at Folkwit Records. And he's asked me to plug a concert which is happening on Friday the 12th of October. And they're Folkwit Records. They're actually based in Nottingham, but one of our Cambridge guys, James Chadwick's on the label, so I thought you know, I could bend a point and play some of the bands from there. So yeah, it's Friday the 12th of October, and it's at the Boathouse. So yeah, so get along to that, and it's got quite a few good people on. Actually, it's Andy Whittle, who I think I played before on the you know, the Muddy Promotions Grassroots Festival podcast, and Jez Hall, Samuel Kirk, Audrey Ryan, and If When, and they're all good, actually, so get along to that. So I'm going to play a couple of Folkwit artists. First of all, Andy Whittle. This is a nice sort of quiet acoustic song called 10,000 Miles, and it's interesting because it mentions another song inside it, Carolina in My Mind, he mentions in it, you know, and that, you don't often get that. And it's just really nice. And there's a bit in the chorus where she says, you know, what will you do when I leave? And I think that's just quite sort of moving. It's good. Okay, so here he is anyway. Andy Whittle and 10,000 Miles.
I once had a girl who lived by the sea. She said, I love you, but I don't think you love me. She lived on a long and dangerous road, with a sharp left-hand turn that all the motorbikes know. She said, what will you do when I leave? 'Cause 10,000 miles is a long, long way between you and me. And I met her one night when she crashed her car. She held my hand so tight in the dark. She said, it's not my fault, and I'm not hurt that much. I just ran out to road, and I ran out to look. She said, what will you do when I leave? 'Cause 10,000 miles is a long, long way between you and me. She moved to my town, and her dad bought her a house. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She said, I don't think you appreciate me, all the things that I do, and you just don't see. And she said, what will you do when I leave? 'Cause 10,000 miles is a long, long way between you and me. And she really liked Carolina in My Mind. It was the only song with her name in I could find. And I tried so hard to write her one back then, but I lost my mind and I lost my pen. And she said, what will you do when I leave? 'Cause 10,000 miles is a long, long way between you and me. So won't you come with me? She flew off to Perth, and we both moved on, though it was hard at first. And I hope you're doing well, and you're soaking up the sun. And I hope you settled down and you found someone. She said, what will you do when I leave? 'Cause 10,000 miles is a long, long way between you and me. So won't you come with me? Won't you come with me?
Yeah, lovely song. Andy Whittle with 10,000 miles, and I assume he didn't go to Perth, so she's probably still there. Okay, so, yeah, Folkwit Records, another, this is just an excuse really to play another James Chadwick track, because he's on Folkwit Records, and here he is with a song we haven't played before called Lamplight Eyes.
We drove into the night with the neon stars shining bright lights. Well, I've never seen the darkness in her eyes. Well, I gave her my heart, but she just stared at me down the haunted city street. Someone show me out of here, out of here. Well, if I lose my mind, please tell me someday soon. She never meant me any harm. If you see him, say how easy he has things today. Well, he'll never know just what he'll miss, what he'll miss. We travel every day to whisper the same words. Anyway, show me those lamplight eyes. Show me those lamplight eyes. Show me those lamplight eyes. Show me those lamplight
eyes. Wonderful stuff. James Chadwick, Lamplight Eyes. And I really like that bit when he sings, show me those lamplight eyes, and it suddenly seems to go to a major chord or something, just when you don't expect it, in a really good way. It's a fantastic song. So if you've never seen him live, James Chadwick, get to see him. He's fantastic. Spellbinding, really, I think. The next track, this is very different. It's a band, or possibly an artist, called Animals on Wheels, and it's a track called Eggshell, and I'll just click on their website and see what it says. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it says, it tells you to visit their website, animalsonwheels.co.uk, for a bit of nerdy circuit bending and some randomly chosen free MP3. So that's you can visit their website and look at that, get a bit of circuit bending. You know, that's where you you get sort of old cheapo keyboards and things, and you sort of wire them up in funny ways, and you get really great sounds. You know, it's good. So yeah, you can visit their website. And actually, anybody who's been on this show, if you go to our website, www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk, there's links there to the websites or the MySpace sites of all the bands on the show, so you can follow them up, see what other tracks they've got, listen to other tracks, check out their gigs, you know, and go and see them live. So do that. Anyway, here they are, Animals on Wheels, and a track called Eggshell. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Animals on Wheels with a track called Eggshell. It's great stuff. And if you go to their MySpace site, they've got other really nice instrumentals on there you can check out, and their website for the circuit bending. Okay, so this next band's another Cambridge band. I was going to check out something about them on MySpace, and I can't find them for some bizarre reason. But anyway, they're called The Betts, they've got a really great sound. And it's sort of, you know, it's just a bit different. It's a bit more sort of like Velvet Underground, you know, or Primal Scream or something, a bit sort of different than your standard indie band. So I really like it. It's called The Betts, and this track is With a Band.
You bastards.
Betts, great sound. I think I'll try and play some more of those if I can dig out some more tracks. So a more acoustic-y one now, a duo called Victoria and Jacob, and this is I really like this song. It's called Mega Mega Death Death Death, and she's got a great voice, and there's a really good bit in it where it suddenly goes into something. It sounds a bit like a scream, but it might just be a you know, some sort of electronic thing. And it reminds me of, do you know that Pink Floyd track called Careful With That Axe, Eugene? There used to be a band at school, actually, when I was at school, who played that thing. And it hasn't got, it's just an instrumental, basically. And then suddenly you hear this voice going, Careful With That Axe, Eugene. And there's a huge scream, and it's just like blood curdling. And so listen out for the sort of screamy sound in this one. It's really, it's a good track. So Victoria and Jacob with Mega Mega Death Death Death. Victoria and Jacob, a great song that one. So we've come to the end of the show. So thanks, a real thanks to people actually for getting in contact and saying play this, play that, because it really makes a difference, you know, knowing there's somebody out there listening and you know, wanting to hear things. So remember the concerts, the Folkwit Records on October the 12th, and the charity gig at the Man on the Moon on November the 1st. So get to those if you possibly can. And this is the last song. It's a band, Hamfat. We played them before, and they contacted us a couple of months ago. So I'm really sorry, guys, we've been late playing this, but I just haven't got around to doing the podcast. But you can still buy their single. That's what it was. They said, can you plug our single? And it is really great, actually. It's called Sziget, We Get Wrecked. And Sziget is a place in Hungary, I think. It's spelled S Z-I-G-E-T, and it's a sort of story, really. The song's a story about you know, what happened and getting drunk and stuff, I suppose. And it reminds me of, you know, it's a bit of a story, like something like Ballad of John and Yoko or something like that, or there was that song, can you remember, about the Road Trip? I played a couple of podcasts ago about getting drunk with a bunch of crazy punks, things like that. So it's a bit like that. It's a story, and it's really good. It's a really good track. So check it out on iTunes, download it, help the band out. So here they are, Ham Fatter.
The journey's hard, a see-through plastic bag and no book to read. I spent some lonely hours and I start to think I'll spend my life in Gatwick till finally down in Budapest, and there are no signs. I do not speak a word of Hungarian. I don't know where I'm going. Somehow I find my way onto the island, meet up with you, straight to the main stage to see Radiohead. We love the music, we get
Ham Fatter, good song, eh, wasn't it? And good ending. Siget, We Get Wrecked. So check that out. And check out all the bands that have been on the show, because you can find out more about them on their websites, through our website. Okay, so that's the end. So thanks for everybody who wrote in, you know, and thanks to Louisa for coming in and braving my appalling interviewing technique. That was great. And yeah, thanks for listening, you out there, and take care and watch out for the next show.